Hello, and thank you for joining the Crown Institute's recorded practice series, Together for Wellness. This practice, entitled Being with Difficult Emotions, was the second in a series of practices led by Thubten Jinpa. Jinpa has been the principal English translator to His Holiness the Dalai Lama since 1985, and has translated and collaborated on numerous books by the Dalai Lama. Jinpa has also published scholarly articles and books on various aspects of Tibetan culture, Buddhism, and philosophy. He is the chairman of the board for the Mind and Life Institute, president of the Compassion Institute, and a renowned scholar of mindfulness, compassion, and contemplative practice. Please enjoy.
On dealing with these kind of emotions, two things. One is, in the Buddhist tradition, right from the beginning, bringing awareness has been recognized as a key, method for dealing with emotions, rather than suppressing them, rather than denying them or avoiding them, which I think is a deep insight because, as emotional and social creatures, nobody likes difficult emotions. And when we have difficult emotions, because it doesn't feel good, we sort of develop an averse reaction towards them. And because we feel averse reaction to them, our antennas are quite high and sensitive. And the moment something that looks like that emotion we had experienced before turns up, we sort of really, avoid it. And that sort of creates a sort of a, many of you are familiar with the second arrow kind of idea. It brings an added dimension of problem, which is essentially a function of our resistance to allowing these emotions to arise and be with them. So I think bringing awareness, and now science is also showing us, the research on emotion regulation is showing us that suppression is actually not a smart strategy in dealing with emotion. All of us deal with regulate our emotions anyway. I mean, generally, sometimes the term is used in a way where when we say emotion regulation, we are already presupposing that we have a strategy of dealing with it consciously. But generally, emotion regulations take place naturally because we cannot be with emotions for a long time. So when emotion arises, each of us has a style of dealing with it, either avoidance, suppression, over-expression, or whatever it is. So what the contemplative tradition is asking us is to really take a conscious stand and bring them to awareness and be with them. And this is where the modern contemporary mindfulness is proving very powerful. The second insight I take from really the nonviolent communication teachings, NVC, one of the fundamental insights in NVC is to really acknowledge that the emotions are mine. Emotions arise in the context of our interaction with others, but we cannot blame others for our emotions. We have to own our emotions. Emotions belong to me. It may be triggered by our interaction with someone. And if you take responsibility for your emotion, if you take ownership of your emotion, then how you handle what emotion throws up really is in our hand. So it gives us a sense of, I wouldn't say control, but some role, personal role in what the story would unfold. So I think here, in my own personal life, although, I grew up as a Buddhist, practicing Buddhist, a large part of the, my techniques is based on Buddhism, but I also use the NVC approach, which I find very powerful. And one of the things about NVC approaches that NVC, the primary method in NVC is more communication and language based. And in the West, we tend to be very linguistic in our culture. So the more we are able to name them, the more we are able to differentiate them. And that is also a power of NVC type approach because it doesn't rely heavily on just being able to quieten our mind and contemplate because we are using language and more active processes to deal with it. So what I thought today we could do is to really, we will begin as usual with a short calming practice. And then once we have done that, do a brief check-in, and then we will plunge into this. Okay, so that's the plan. Okay, so find a comfortable posture. And if it helps, you can stretch your shoulders, release the tension that we might be holding up there. And keep your feet firmly on the ground if you're sitting on a chair. Put your hands in a relaxed posture, either placed on your knees or whatever, wherever it feels natural. And then with your gaze softly turned down or with your eyes closed, let's take three deep breaths, breathing all the way in and releasing from our mouth. Okay, let's do this together. Okay, breathe in and then let it out. Breathe in and let it out. One more time. Breathe in and then let it out. Okay, now choose a natural rhythm of breathing. Not too fast, not too slow, something that is effortless. And simply rest your awareness, your breathing. Simply noticing the air coming in and going out. And if it helps to anchor your attention, you can place your hand on your belly and feel the movement of your belly rising and falling. As you breathe, and as you rest your attention on your breathing, just try to feel the energy of the quietness that this exercise brings. Your body slowing down, your mind resting, and finding a quiet, silent space. Now bring your attention back on your breathing, noticing your breathing. Okay, now let's be brave and bring to our mind some of the conflicted emotions that we have been feeling the last few days. Frustration, anger even. Anxiety still, and worry, and maybe even feelings, pangs of guilt. Whatever comes to your mind, just simply acknowledge them. Don't go into the specifics of the narrative. Just recall the energy of that experience, of the emotions arising in you. Just acknowledge them. And tell yourself, these are my emotions. These are human emotions. Don't bring any judgment, just simply acknowledge them. And some of these emotions may have double layer. The anger you felt, and then the guilt subsequently for losing your temper. Let's tell ourselves that we are not alone in feeling these emotions. These are human emotions. Let's recall, remember that underneath these emotions is actually a beautiful human qualities. These emotions arise because we care. Because we care for our own well-being. We care for the well-being of others. We care for our country. We care for the well-being of the world. That quality of caring comes from our heart, a place of courage, a place of love. And it is these qualities that are really the strengths of our mind. And it's because we have these qualities as strength, we can carry these emotions, allow these emotions to arise. These emotions come and go, just like clouds in the sky. Sometimes these clouds may be very dense, looking threatening, almost threatening to take over the entire sky itself. But they are clouds. They come and they go. Never ultimately disturbing the serenity that is the sky, the space. So let's imagine our mind with all its strengths, the qualities of heart, like this immense sky, which has the capacity and the space all of these emotions and thoughts, however difficult they may be, however disturbing they may be, there is enough space to allow them to be themselves, to give them space, to acknowledge them. That they dissolve on their own without having to suppress them, without having to push them away. So let's stay with this image of our mind as this vast space inside us. Let's make the intention that from now on, I will remember this strength inside me. And from this place of courage, of heart, and a resilient mind, I will meet my difficult emotions and the challenges in my life. Thank you. So when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And then you can even expand your chest to sort of indicate this strength you are bringing. Thank you. So, to round it up, I think this kind of recognition that underneath all of these difficult emotions is really a strength. That we have within us the resilience to be able to cope with them is a really helpful one. Because the fact that we have come through life up to this point, whatever age we may be in, I'm 61 now, is an indication that we have the ability. But sometimes when we are in the midst of a crisis and problem, we feel as if that is the reality. That's the only reality. And we feel overwhelmed, we feel kind of suppressed, you know, sort of weighed down. And that's why I think it is important to just generally adopt this stance of strength in dealing with life. You know, there's always going to be ups and downs. That's, you know, the first principle in Buddhism is the truth of suffering. So suffering is what characterizes our existence. You know, we cannot completely avoid suffering. Suffering also ennobles us, because suffering is what makes us capable of being empathetic creatures. You know, imagine a human being without any experience of suffering. You just don't have the ability to empathize. So, but we don't want to be, you know, overwhelmed and sort of weighed down by, dealing with suffering. So this is where I think, you know, sort of adopting this attitude of resilience and recognizing the strength that is inherent in our mind is really powerful. So that's why the Buddha's central message was that you are your own savior, you are your own master. And he's talking about our mind. Thank you.